Don't Know Why, Norah Jones, 95.9 Bob FM. Shane and Brett with you here on a magnificent Monday, 9:28 as we get through the morning. I think we have Norah Jones on the phone. Hello, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Ah, very good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Where are you, as a matter of fact, at the moment?
I'm in my bed doing a watercolor of my dog.
I need to get that gig. I need to get that gig right there. For sure. Yeah, absolutely. So how are things? How are you doing? How's the podcast going? I caught a little bit of that and have seen a few of those episodes or watched a few of those episodes and listened to the music. That's pretty cool.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been really fun. It's called Norah Jones is Playing Along, and it's available everywhere, iHeartRadio app or anywhere you get your podcast or on YouTube even. We're doing video now. We're in our second season, and it's been a hoot. You know, it's a very unique podcast in that not only am I having conversations with other musicians, but we're playing songs together in the episode, which is, I think, what makes it special. In the sea of podcasts, that is.
Well, and I can tell you, I don't think that in my head I ever matched up like Norah Jones and Dave Grohl, but it was a really good, I mean, it was a cool thing to hear.
Well, cool. Yeah, I mean, I sang on a Foo Fighters record maybe 20 years ago, so it was nice connection to make then, and it was nice to reconnect and hang with Dave. It's been a long time since I had seen him, and it was so fun, you know? I mean, that's sort of the fun part about this podcast. I don't think genre is a boundary, and I've been pretty lucky my whole career. I've collaborated with a lot of very different types of artists, so this is just sort of an extension of that. And the type of artist who wants to come in and play songs off the cuff together in a room, just the two of us, is the kind of artist that makes for a great episode. You know, somebody open. We have a lot of fun talking and just jamming, really.
I think that's true, and tell me what you think about this as well. As far as genre goes, it seems like over time, more and more, it's become less and less important. I mean, there are genres still, but people are, you know, they want to get together and make all sorts of different kind of music. I mean, do you find that to be true?
Yeah, I mean, I think genre has only been important in terms of categorization, labels or radio stations. Of course, you know, marketing, you want to categorize things to get it to the people in the right way. So I don't think artists ever start out that way, you know, they use
sure.
it to make a music.
Yeah, you don't start out saying, hey, I'm going to be like rhythm and blues or folk or anything like that. You just say, I want to make some music, right?
Yeah, or you do, but like not in a commercial way. You know, you just want to sort of do what the artist you admire do. And in my case, you know, it's all over the map, and most people are like that.
Now, who came to you? Did you go to someone with the idea of a podcast, or did they come to you? How did that all happen?
Well, when we started doing this a few years back, we were just doing it. You know, we first
sure.
went to people we knew that would feel safe doing it.
Right.
Sort of grew from there. So we just sort of started doing it on our own. And then this new season, we partnered with iHeartRadio, which has been great.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a little support. And, yeah, it's just taken off from there. We have a ton of great episodes coming up, and we have a bunch that we've put out already, and it's been a real fun thing.
iHeart is about as big a name as you can get behind you when it goes to when you're talking about music and radio and all that.
I know. It's been really awesome. They've been great to work with.
We're talking with Norah Jones. Did you have some questions, Brett?
Yeah, Norah. I had the pleasure of meeting you 22 years ago in Houston. I worked at a radio station down there, and you came and did a private show. It was right when Don't Know Why came out, but I have the picture on my wall, and just so you know, you're in between Reese Witherspoon and Jessica Simpson.
That's hilarious. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really cool to meet you back then. But when your album came out, you know, you sold 27 million copies, and I did a lot of reading, and one thing that was brought up in most articles I read, that was during the height of record piracy. So the fact you were able to sell that many, even though people were going around and downloading albums and making it easy to download albums, that was a really big feat for you to accomplish, to sell that many records when the height of piracy was going on.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, gosh, if had I known then how lucky I was to sell any albums before streaming started, you know?
And then you hooked up with Starbucks, and, you know, all your CDs were in Starbucks, which is a perfect place to, you know, to put a CD. And I don't know who came up with that idea, but that was super smart.
Yeah, I think I got lucky there, for sure.
So what's next for you as far as music goes? What plans do you have?
I mean, this is what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
I'm always working on stuff here and there. I'm not sure exactly what's coming out next. I put an album out last year that I was pretty happy with. You know, it was so fun. I love making it. we toured all year. I just put out a song with Leon Bridges, a Christmas song, which is really awesome. And I'm always doing stuff, so I don't know. I guess I'll find out next year where it leads.
It is Christmas time, so yeah, all those Christmas songs. Does every single artist, at one point you get famous enough, they just start coming to you and saying, hey, you want to do a Christmas song? Is that how it works usually?
Kind of. I don't know. I didn't do a Christmas album until I was like a good 20 years in.
Oh, so. Really? Okay. All right.
You don't have to do it unless you... I mean, I think it's great to do stuff you're inspired by, and I was never inspired to do a Christmas album early on. So once I was super stoked to do it. I made a Christmas album during the pandemic, and it brought me a lot of joy in a time where I didn't know what to do with myself. So that was a nice timing for me.
Very cool. Well, Nora, thank you very much, and much success. I hope you continue to have with your podcast, playing along, and it's been a good one. From what I've heard so far, it's really good stuff. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. We'll see you.
Thank you.
That was Nora Jones. I would put her in the easy listening category, wouldn't you? I mean, when I hear that song, I'm always like, yeah, I can just, you could have a cup of coffee and listen to that.
Yeah, it was always a struggle with her because people wanted to put her in jazz because of the piano. They wanted to put her easy listening. They wanted to put her in adult contemporary pop. It was always a struggle trying to find a place to put her, but I think you're right.
I never wanted to be an adult contemporary because that just made you sound old, sort of.
True.
All right.
Very true.
We'll be back. We'll talk to Paul. Paul's going to follow up Nora Jones.
I know. Look at that.
We'll be back. 95.9.